But I guess they got into the careers that they're in now, and pretty much stayed there. It's worked out for them. So I'm probably the only one that's finished, but you know, I know that education is just important to them all, as far as their children, the ones that have children, making sure that they're being prepared for higher education even now. So, but primarily, I'm the only one who has gone through college, finished college, or working on a master's and trying to finish that. So, primarily, that's just been me. That's my immediate family.
Okay. You said that even if you hadn't stayed in Roswell, you'd still be a pastor. So was religion a big part of your family upbringing in general?
Yeah. Church, religion, church in general, just a big part of our family, so to speak. Granddaddy was a deacon here at this church, as a matter of fact. And so it was just part, you know, from day one, as far back as I can remember. You know, church was a very important part of who we, our family, what our family represents, who we are, so to speak.
What was a week like then when you were growing up with respect to church?
Oh, what was a week like?
Yeah, growing what was up? A week
well,
like?
It wasn't intense with church. A week like, I guess, was, you know, we had prayer service once a week, midweek, and then we had church services on Sunday, you know, or then we had some youth activities in between there, but primarily growing up, it was, you know, we had a prayer service, a youth day, a youth night, so to speak, maybe on Saturday. And then on Sunday, we had Sunday school and church.
Were you?
And then Sunday afternoon, sometimes it was, what they have BTU.
What's
they
that?
Baptist Training Union. It's for youth, yeah. So.
What about choir?
Yeah, had choir. You know, that's on the Saturdays when I said stuff associated with youth. That was on a Saturday. We did several things. Choir rehearsal would take place on a Saturday. Then just some youth outreach programs or just youth ministry in general. And be pretty much all day on Saturday, something to do. And that's just growing up, you know, when I was real little, as best I can remember.
Now, were the girls as involved as the boys?
Yeah, I think they were just as involved. When you think about when I try to compare my sisters and brothers to me, it's a little bit harder. We're just generations apart, so to speak. They're older than me. And like I said, my brother, he's probably 45, 46, somewhere around in there. So here's my brothers and sisters are more closely related age-wise.
Oh, wait, well, so how does the gap go then?
Well, the gap is if I'm 30, he's like 46, almost 40, somewhere around there, 46. And then we have my next one is 40, 41, 40, 40, 41. Next one's like 37, 38, or 38, 39, somewhere around there, 37, 38, 39. And that's both my brothers and sisters that's close to me. My brothers and sisters close to me. So there's probably...
But then there's one more, right?
No, that I gave two. That's what I'm saying. That's 37, 38. Both of them, they were like a year apart.
Oh, yeah. I see.
So,
okay,
something like that.
Okay.
So all I'm right. probably 8 years close, you know, 7 years at the least connected to all of my immediate siblings, so to speak.
So they were all really close.
Yeah. So I didn't grow up with them in the sense of from youth to together.
Okay. All right. I see. So your activities were going to be a little different.
Yeah.
Okay. But you all went to the same schools, just at different times and stuff like that.